Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Maxon, Brother and Sister, Basel, Switzerland, February 25, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Maxon, I have received two letters from Sister Maxon. I have not been indifferent to either, and sought to answer the first in a way that would accomplish the most good without any evil effects. I was sorry when I heard you had left the sanitarium, and sorry that the way of your leaving left upon Dr. Kellogg's mind the impression that Elder Haskell did not work fairly and frankly in this. I am afraid that he did not take a wise course. I find that policy plans are not the best. I believe in open, square work in dealing with large interests and small interests. All should be conducted on strictly honorable, noble principles between brethren, and also in dealing with unbelievers, for this is good Bible religion. To try to save our own feelings, to avoid censure, to conceal facts and pursue an underhanded course, or even a course that appears not quite straightforward, is not after God's order in any case. It is the customs and fashions of this age, but it is not the fashion of Christ, and is not meeting God's standard of righteousness. I do not know as you were either of you to blame in this matter, but I did feel sorry that you left, for I thought you would not feel satisfied with the work that you entered upon, because you had tried to prepare yourselves for a different work. I have no censure to cast upon anyone, but the appearance is to the doctor as though he had not been treated fairly in this matter. I am sorry. Should you now take hold of the Ohio Institution, this impression on the mind of the doctor would be confirmed, that it was a contrived plan to transfer your interest to that which to him might appear like a rival institution. The enemy will distort facts to a mind burdened and worn, and anything that should occur to leave an unhappy impression upon the mind of Dr. Kellogg, I deeply regret. He is a man who carries heavy responsibilities, and he is a man of value. He has scientific ideas which every physician does not possess. Many might have much more if they would be caretaking. I fear that you made a mistake in leaving the sanitarium, but it would not be advisable for you to now leave the object which was assigned for your leaving and go into another institution in Ohio. The appearance would not be at all favorable for you. It may be brought around that you can connect with the institution in California. But just continue where you are until we hear from California, or you hear directly from California or through me. I write this in great haste. We are now in the midst of an institute meeting for the education and training of workers for the cause of God in its various branches. I have just come from the chapel. Our morning meetings are at 5:30. We had a good meeting. I gave them a short talk, and this was followed by a social meeting. There was a good spirit in the meeting. Our conference passed off well. I spoke twice Sabbath, once in the forenoon and once in the afternoon. There was a movement to seek the Lord. Many came forward for prayers, and when we found the whole church on their feet, we told them to be seated where they were. And many humble confessions were made with many tears, and prayers were offered for us all. Every one of us felt that we needed the help and blessing of God. Sunday, I spoke in the forenoon on temperance, followed as usually by two interpreters, German and French. By earnest solicitation, I spoke again in the evening upon temperance, and then the pledge was circulated and 37 names attached to the paper. We mean to carry this subject further. Monday, I spoke upon health reform. Pure air, pure water, pure houses, pure premises. It is something new to the people here, but they all seem to have the fullest confidence in my mission and in the testimonies of the Spirit of God. and the way is prepared to make advanced moves upon health reform. I shall bring in testimonies as often as I can consistently upon this subject. We desire to lead them step by step, cautiously but thoroughly, until there shall be a decided change in the habits and customs of the people. We see a decided change for the better in many respects since our last conference. There is an increase in numbers and improvement in every way. There is a coming up on a higher plane, elevated, ennobled through the truth. In much love.